You continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Reifler frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Reifler discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Public schools have been taking over many responsibilities traditionally in the domain of parents, such as providing meals, health care, and pre-kindergarten services. Public schools notoriously assert their right to override parental decisions about the assignment of books that parents find immoral or profane, the use of privacy-invading questionnaires, the teaching of sex and evolution, the provision of contraceptives and abortion referrals, the use of school counselors, and demands that children be injected with vaccines or put on psychotropic drugs. This widespread campaign to give public schools or family courts, instead of parents, the authority to make major decisions about the care, upbringing, and education of children is taking place despite the fact that no scientific basis exists for the government's methodologies, the tests used, or the recommendations and decisions made. School and court decisions about the best interest of the child are not scientific findings, but expressions of personal preference. The use of people other than parents to determine the best interest of a child cannot be justified by science, law, morality, or common sense. The Protection of Pupil Rights Amendment, which is a federal law passed in 1978, states that schools may not interrogate students without prior informed written parental consent about political affiliations or beliefs, mental or psychological problems of the student or the student's family, sex behavior or attitudes, illegal, antisocial, self-incriminating or demeaning behavior, critical appraisals of other individuals, religious practices, affiliations, or beliefs of the student or the student's parents. The public schools and the teachers' unions don't like this law and are fighting it as hard as they can. Parents should insist that schools obey this law.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. When federal judges overstep their powers, imposing personal opinion rather than turning to the Constitution, they must be restrained. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for more information on the Imperial Judiciary. A federal judgeship is not a license to do your own thing. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the future comes one day at a time, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me today Wayne Kreitz. He has written the book, One Man with Courage, The Wayne Kreitz Story. I said he has written the book. He and a group of his neighbors have written the book, Friends and Neighbors. And for those of you that were around back in the early 1980s, why, you remember when Wayne Kreitz, when the federal government, a federal judge, stole literally, I believe it was 77 big grain truckloads of his soybeans, and he went to get them. Wayne, I read the book, and it's something else.
Thank you, Derry.
But let's just let you sort of tell the story. But I told Jeff, I said, we're not going to have time for callers today. This ought to be a three-part, and we might have to do that yet. This should be about a three-part series because it's a heck of a story, and it shows you what kind of a justice system we have and then don't have here in the United States. Because Wayne went before two 12-person juries and was found not guilty. A grand jury refused to indict him, and then a judge came along with civil contempt, would not allow another trial by jury, fined him $245,000 to increase at 10% per year. That makes it $50,000 a year. And that has been in effect since 1981. So Wayne lost the farm. He has no checking account. He owns nothing except he's a very strong individual.
Thank you, Derry.
Go ahead. Tell our listeners really what happened to you.
Derry, basically, our family had 32,000 bushels of grain stored in an elevator. We'd simply rented a storage space. We was paying 1/12 cent a bushel per day for storage. The elevator went bankrupt. A federal judge came in and said he was going to order the grain sold free and clear of all liens to pay off the debts of the elevator. And, you know, I started saying, whoa, wait a minute. You know, this is my private property. You know, you can't sell my private property and pay off somebody else's debts. And when it finally became evident that they were literally going to sell my private property, well, I held a press conference in Saxon, Missouri on January the 16th of 1981. And in that press conference, I said, if it hasn't been determined that this grain is not mine by February the 16th at 10 o'clock, I'm going to go to the elevator and I'm going to remove that grain and protect my private property. And, Derry, whenever that press conference was over, the word spread across the country, and there was hundreds of people called me and said, Wayne, we're going to be there at the elevator, and we're going to help you remove that grain. And so I set up a headquarters there on a Saturday before we went to the elevator on Monday at the Ramada Inn there at Saxton. And people began to come in from all over the country. And one of the first reports that I got that people was actually on the road, There was an AP story come out in our area, and it said a group of farmers were leaving Lincoln, Nebraska today to go to southeast Missouri to help Puxico farmer Wayne Kreitz remove his grain. They were leaving with a scoop shovel in one hand and an American flag in the other. And, Derry, when people started arriving at that hotel, I couldn't believe the amount of people. And so when I see all the people coming, I decided I called the Highway Patrol headquarters there at Sykeston and talked to Lieutenant Faber. And I told him, I said, I would like to set up a meeting with you to kindly get this thing worked out, how we're going to do it. And they agreed. So when the farmers all got in, we picked a spokesman from each state. And we went down and met with the Highway Patrol. And in that meeting, there was FBI agents there. There were federal marshals there. And I simply went to a blackboard, and I just outlined on the blackboard where the elevator sets, a highway that runs in front of it, the gravel road down from in front of it. And I said, as close as I can gauge it, to 10 o'clock in the morning, I said, we're going to be coming down the road with our grain trucks. We're going to pull in on the driveway, and we're going to wait till 10. And the next morning, we loaded up in the trucks, and we drove to the elevator. When we got there, there was a line of federal marshals standing across the driveway, and then there was FBI agents behind them as well as other law enforcement agencies. So I sat in a truck till 10 o'clock, and my wife and kids were in the truck with me.
Now, you were only 25 years old.
Yes.
How old were the kids?
I was 34, but my...
Oh, 34. I've made some... I was backing off from your age today, and I see what I did wrong. I subtracted 51, and you were 58 today, you said, so you were 34.
I was 34, my son was 12, and my daughter was 11. But anyway, when the deadline came and there hadn't been any agreement made, I got out of the truck and I walked up, and the federal marshals read me their court order that was preventing me from coming in and getting my grain. And when they handed me the court order, I just went down the line and I shook hands with all of them. I went back and got in my truck and I just started up and I slowly drove towards the federal marshals. And Derry, just as I got to them, they parted out of the way. And, Derry, that was the most scariest moment in my life because I didn't know what they were going to do. But when I pulled in on...
Yeah, today they would have shot you.
That is how much this country has changed from then till now. But when I pulled in on the scales, of course, you can't imagine how high tensions were. And I got out on the running board, and I asked everybody, you know, I said, just, you know, if everybody will, just take a 15-minute break. Everybody settle down until we take the next step. And that's when Glenn Young, head of the FBI in the state of Missouri, came up to me, and he said, Mr. Kreitz, he said, would you meet with us in the back office? We need to talk to you. So I said, sure. So I went in the back office there, and I talked to the FBI agents. And they wanted to know, they said, Mr. Kreitz, they said, you have taken possession of the facilities. We would like your permission to remain on the site. And I said, well, sure, that'd be fine. And then they asked me what I was going to do next, and I brought in my weigh-in crew. I had a man from Brownville, Nebraska, Corky Jones, that owned his own elevator, and I had a man from Ulysses, Kansas, that had managed a Bungie elevator for 20 years. And I introduced them to the FBI, and they showed them, you know, how much grain I was entitled to, how they'd weigh it and probe it and sample it, you know, figure foreign material and all of that. It had to be done to get the accurate amount. And then Glenn said, Wayne, he said, you know, we're going to be gathering evidence all during this time. And when we have when the time comes to arrest you, you and others may be arrested.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from Penny. pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. Okay, Wayne, we're talking today with Wayne Kreitz. Wayne Kreitz, of course, the farmer from Puxico, Missouri, that had the feds come in and take his grain away from him because of a bankruptcy situation that he was not involved in. The grain was in a warehouse that went broke. He had all the papers to prove that it was his grain, yet a federal judge says that grain was... And let me put this in perspective, Wayne, for some of the people who can't understand really what happened that are not familiar with warehouse receipts and things. The way I like to explain it, and I did way back then, is that let's say that you're traveling and your car breaks down and you stop at a garage and have your car worked on. You rent a car, you leave for 3 or 4 days, you come back and find out that the garage had taken bankruptcy. Your car was locked up in there with all your valuable possessions in the trunk of the car, and they say it's not yours anymore. It belongs to the bankruptcy court. Isn't that about what happened?
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Okay, now you're at the trucks have come in, and you know you have pictures of every bit of this. I mean, you have pictures of the federal marshals. You had them all standing in line, I guess, in front of you there.
Right.
You have this thing is really documented. Well, we're talking about Wayne's book, One Man with Courage. Okay, now, you haven't started unloading the grain yet, but you brought a crew of professional, I'm going to call them for no better term, grain weighers, people that ran elevators, knew how to weigh and determine the quality of the grain.
That's correct, because there was other farmers that had grain there. When we started this battle, all the farmers that had grain in there, we were all going to go in to get it together. But as the day got closer and the federal authorities started arriving, they decided that they didn't want to take their grain out, but they were there and helped me take mine out. And I think they was, thought that, if I could get mine out, then they would have to release their grain to their, to them. But the other farmers that had grain was there and helped me remove the grain.
That's like somebody being backed up in a bar fight way back.
But Anyway, after Glenn told me, he said, you know, you and others may be arrested. Well, I went out and we started loading my truck first. And then from that time on, I spent just about my total time in the office with the federal authorities. And, Derry, you can't believe the amount of pressure they put on me.
Now, tell us what they did.
Well,
this is all in the book, ladies and gentlemen.
They would come in, and one of them would just, you know, say, Wayne, you know, you're fixing to get a lot of people hurt and injured out there, and you're responsible for that, and, you know, just on and on and on. And then another one would come in and say, now, Wayne, you know, we understand, you know, we know, you know, what's going on, and be real nice to me. But it was like a yo-yo. They'd build you up, and then back down, you know, you would go.
It was a good cop, bad cop scenario, and they were trying to just psych you out, were they not?
That's exactly like it was. And of course, I'd been under a strain for, a long time, you know, and it does. I mean, you can't imagine how emotional that it is. And, you know, I mean, and you know all those people out there. And if anything goes wrong, there could be people literally, you know, no telling what would happen.
Yeah, today they'd come in with black helicopters and it would happen.
I'd say that is probably right, Derry.
Let's take another break, Wayne.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Visiting today with Wayne Kreitz. Wayne, we were just talking about the federal marshals and how you could, although they tried to break you down mentally, you could still work with them. And I'm looking on page 47 of your book about the confrontation where one of the marshals said, Wayne, your biggest problem is Judge Baker. We just finished talking to him on the phone, and he has threatened to arrest us for contempt of court for not upholding his court order.
That is correct.
Where is Judge Baker today? Because that was 20-some years ago.
Judge Baker, over this case, ended up resigning from the bench, and he gave the reasons. He said, due to my family's banking interest, it could be a conflict of interest for me to remain on the bench, and therefore I'm resigning.
Really?
So we got. So there's one judge that's no longer on the bench.
He'd be getting old, but now how old was he then?
He was in his late 40s.
Okay, and that's 20. He still probably hadn't croaked yet.
Right.
I was kind of wondering where he was.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's move on. So you loaded your truck. They're trying to break you mentally there in the elevator.
Right.
And the day is getting late.
That is right. And, Derry, of course, I'm condensing some of this down
in
the book, but I'll skip over part of that. But
well, that'll make people want to buy the book because you need to read it, folks.
We got all the grain loaded, and I was in the office with the federal authorities, and Glenn Young, he was doing most of the talking, and he looked down at me, and he was sitting on the edge of the desk, and I was sitting in a chair, and he looked at me, and he said, Wayne, he said, you've gone as far as you're going to go. They said, our orders have come down to stop you, and Wayne, you've got to understand that that's what we've got to do, and that you're responsible now for anything that happens. If there's anybody hurt or injured or whatever, you're going to have to pay the penalty for that.
Now, did you have all the trucks loaded? No, you had half of them loaded or something.
Yes, we had at this point, we had all the trucks loaded.
Okay.
And they were lined up outside. And Derry, I'd been under so much pressure, I could just feel myself coming apart. And I finally looked up at Glenn, and I said, Glenn, I said, would you all go outside the office here and don't let anybody in and let me have some time to collect myself and decide what I'm going to do. And I was in there by myself for about 30 minutes, and finally I made my decision what I was going to do, and I knocked on the door, and Glenn and all of the federal authorities came back in, and Glenn put his arm around me, and he asked me if I was all right, and I said, yeah, Glenn, I said, I'm doing fine. So he sat down, and he said, well, now, Wayne, he said, you know, I know how tough it is, but he said, we need your answer now. What are you going to do? And I looked up at Glenn, and I don't remember if you remember the show The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, sure, still watch it.
You at where the cars was leaping and everything, and I looked up at Glenn, and I said, Glenn, I said, have you ever watched the show The Dukes of Hazzard? And you could just see it going through his mind. He could imagine if all those trucks and vehicles started tearing out of the elevator. And finally he took his fist and he just hit it on the desk. And he said, we've got to go call D.C. again.
And wonder who they called in D.C. because this idiot judge was there in Arkansas, wasn't he?
That's right. But I think they were talking to the Justice Department, would be my opinion, there in Washington, D.C. And anyway, in about 15 minutes, he came back in, and all the federal authorities were standing around the wall, and Glenn looked down at me, and he said, Wayne, he said, is that your final decision? And Derry, he came so close to breaking me. I come so close to giving up. And finally, I looked up at Glenn, and I said, yeah, Glenn, that's my final decision. And he just grinned, shrugged his shoulders, and he said, well, yous are free to leave. He said, there'll be no arrests made today. And boy, I just, whew. And so we went outside, and I told everybody that we were going to get ready to leave with the trucks.
Now, you had a PA system.
Yes, Glenn, when I went outside, I seen a farmer that, he had been my Sunday school teacher back when I was a kid. And when I seen him there, I thought, you know, these people have no idea how much trouble they're in. So I went back in, and Glenn and all of them were still in the office. And I said, Glenn, I need an agreement with you. And he said, well, what do you want? I said, I want an agreement that when this line of trucks leaves, yous draw a line, and anybody that crosses that line, you do with them whatever yous have to do. But anybody that doesn't cross that line, you forget they've ever been here. Because I wanted the people to have another chance to get out of this, you know. And so we took quite a while to work this agreement out. But what it said was that when this caravan of trucks left, they would draw a line. Anybody that crossed that line would have to stop, give their name to the FBI, and have their picture taken. Anybody that didn't cross that line, they would forget that they had ever been there. And the only exception I got to that was juveniles, because my kids were with me, and, you know, you try to protect everything that you can. So when we got this agreement signed, he drove up his car, and over his speaker system, I read this agreement to everybody there to make sure they understood that if they didn't cross the line, then they would not be charged or anything would happen to them. And later on, Glenn Young told me that this is the first time in the history of this nation that people had been granted amnesty while the deal was still going on. But anyway, when I got this agreement left, we had Saturday night trucks loaded and one wheel bar. And when this was the only time we had one harsh word spoken. There was a man there that was in his truck, and his wife wanted to drive the truck out, and he wouldn't let her. And she opened the door, drug him out, got in, locked the doors, and she drove that truck out of there. And
because they weren't arresting the trucks.
No.
Or the owner of the truck. It was who was driving the truck. So if somebody didn't want to drive their truck that was loaded with grain, a volunteer could step in and do it, right?
That's exactly right. And that was the agreement I made. If there was a truck loaded with grain and that farmer that owned it didn't want to go across the line, if I could find a volunteer to drive that truck, they wouldn't hold him responsible just because his truck went across.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Rising cost of fossil fuel and electricity, it's time to consider making your own alternative power. Alternative Power Video is the story of one man who has achieved energy independence. In this DVD, Alternative Power Video, you'll see how Charlie Stewart and his family of seven live off the grid. Listen to what others are saying about it. Here's Don in Olathe, Kansas.
It's very informational. No matter what your level of understanding is, you're going to glean something off of it and may inspire you to have new ideas as well. I currently live in the city, but I still see some things that he's doing that people in the city could take advantage of. I've shown it to my family. Everybody seemed to think that what he was doing was pretty much the way to go. I thought it was a very good video, and I would highly recommend it to anyone.
To order Alternative Power Video, 70 minutes long in DVD format only, send $24.95 to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Online at AlternativePowerVideo.com.
I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One thing Mr. Lineberry made me promise, 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
The Journal of the American Medical Association has confirmed that consuming B6 and folic acid significantly lowers the risk of heart attack or death due to heart disease. These proven nutrients, combined with the key ingredient trimethylglycine, makes Cardio-1 the most complete formula for optimal cardiovascular health. White willow bark, known as the natural aspirin, further strengthens this revolutionary product, Cardio-1. A healthy heart needs these proven nutrients, and they're found in Cardio-1, chelation therapy made easy. Chelation has been compared to a roto-rooter in the cardiovascular system. It removes plaque and returns the arterial system to a smooth, healthy state. Removing arterial plaque from your body may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve overall health. To order a 30-day supply of Cardio-1, send $43.95 to Cardio-1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who believes in little elves, Dairy Brownfield.
And we have returned. Visiting with Wayne Kreitz. He has the book out, One Man with Courage, the Wayne Kreitz story. Wayne, before we go on with your story, tell our listeners how they can get your book.
All right. They can go online on Amazon.com, any online bookstore, and order the book. They can go to their local bookstore. If they do not have it in stock, then that bookstore can order it for them.
Okay. It's a tremendous book. I tell you what, we need to... Everybody ought to read this.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
Can we spell Kreitz?
Yeah, it is C-R-Y-T-S.
That is correct.
C-R-Y-T-S.
And all they have to do if they go online is just type in One Man with Courage, and it'll come up on the webpage.
Okay. Now, you're going to take these beans to the Bernie elevator, or to the MFA elevator in Bernie, right?
That is correct. And when we got to the MFA elevator, the judge had put out an order that anybody that accepted this grain would be considered part of this conspiracy and would be charged. And it would take too long to get into the details, but what I finally did there, I got an agreement with the federal authorities that I would put my grain in that elevator and I would leave it until we had determination of ownership. Because what I wanted to do is be able to go into court, prove that grain was mine, and then return it to me. And this was quite an ordeal because the judge had put out the court order. Well, Glenn Young got in contact with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis, and they met at night, and they overruled Judge Baker in Arkansas and ordered the MFA elevator in Bernie to take the grain.
Really? So that left Bernie okay. I mean, the MFA was off the hook on that.
They were off the hook.
And okay. So, now, did they arrest anyone else during all of this?
No. No one was arrested.
Even the people that drove the trucks, even the people. And by the way, you had to tear in. The grain bin was locked.
Yes.
These were, when you get the books, you can see all the elevators. These were Quonset grain storage huts. They were more than huts. They're big elevators, but they were big storage facilities. But you had to take metal off to get in there.
Yes.
And you had a professional crew of iron workers to put it back.
We really did. There was grain in three different Quonset huts, and I took a third of my grain out of each of those bins, so I was leaving the same type quality that I was taking out. And Glenn Young showed me the FBI report that they sent in, and it showed that the elevator was in better condition when we left than it was when we got there. I left the crew at the elevator when we left with the trucks. They put the metal back on. They painted it. They cleaned up. They picked up every piece of paper and everything there at the elevator.
Okay, now let's go to court.
All right. Well, after we left the grain there, when we deposited the grain there at Bernie, Glenn Young told me, he said, Wayne, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I can assure you that we will be receiving an arrest warrant for you. And he said, how do you want to handle it? And I said, well, you know, what do you mean, how do I want to handle it? And he said, well, when we get the arrest warrant, do you want us to come and get you, or do you want to give yourself up voluntarily? And I said, well, you know, Glenn, I'd be glad to give myself up voluntarily. So about 2 weeks later, I was speaking at a farm expo over at Saxton, and Sandy came over and said, Wayne said Glenn Young called and said he had the arrest warrants for you. And this was on a Friday, and she had his number, so I went to a payphone there, and I called Glenn at the FBI headquarters there in St. Louis. And I said, Glenn, I said, this is Wayne. I said, I understand you have an arrest warrant for me. And he said, yes, we do. He said, are you still willing to give yourself up voluntarily? And I said, well, sure. So he told me where to come there in St. Louis, and I said, well, Glenn, do I need to pack a bag? And he said, pack a bag? What do you mean? And I said, well, will I be going to jail or what? Oh, he said, this is Friday. He said, we couldn't get a judge before Monday. He said, Wayne, won't you just wait till Monday and come in and give yourself up? So Monday, Sandy and I rode up to St. Louis and went in and met with Glenn. And they took me back and processed me, fingerprints and mug shots and everything. And then they took me over to the federal marshal's office, and they fingerprinted me and mug shot. And then the federal marshals and the FBI, they escorted me over to the federal court building. And Judge Bond was the judge, and he called me up before the bench, and he said, Mr. Kreitz, he said, you're aware of the charges against you? You've been read your rights? And I said, no, Your Honor, I haven't. And he said, no, Your Honor, you haven't what? I said, well, I'm not sure what I'm charged with, and, you know, I haven't been read my rights. And Glenn Young, he got up in the court, he said, Your Honor, he said, Mr. Kreitz gave himself up voluntarily, and we just forgot to read him his rights. And the judge said, Mr. Kreitz, he said, would it be all right with you if I read your rights from the bench? And I said, well, sure. And he said, well, you're charged with conspiracy. And he read me my rights from the bench. And he said, we're going to hold this over for a grand jury. And he said, I see no need of keeping you in jail. He said, I'm going to release you. Since you gave yourself up voluntarily, I'm going to release you on your own reconnaissance. And so when the grand jury heard the case, they came back with a no true bill, which means that they refused to indict me. And so that was good news. And then the federal judge ordered the grain all sold, free and clear of all liens, the grain that was still at the Ristine elevator, along with the grain that I had deposited in the Bernie elevator. Total disregarded the agreement that I had with the FBI and all of them. So I made the decision to go back to Bernie and load the grain up again. And so, and the farmers came in again with their trucks. And most of this was just local neighbors and farmers from our local area, not from all over the country. And we loaded up the grain again. And I told the farmers, I said, just scatter with it. Do whatever you want it, whatever you do. Because at this point, Derry, it wasn't money. I mean, it was total the principle of this thing, and I just didn't want the judge and them getting my grain. And so the farmers just scattered with it, and over a period of weeks, those farmers would haul that grain off a load at a time, sell it in their own name, cash the checks, and brought me the cash. And so when they started bringing in the cash,
what, 32,000? What were beans worth back in those days?
At the time we were five.
That wasn't when we had $12 beans.
At this time they were worth almost $11 a bushel.
Is that right?
And, I mean, I had brown paper sacks of money, and I'm sitting here with all this cash, And so I called my CPA, Ed Berry, over at Saxton. I said, Ed, I said, I've got a little problem. And he just laughed. And he said, for you to have a little problem, that's got to be a misstatement. He said, what's going on? I said, well, I'm handling a lot of cash. And he said, you're what? So I told him what was going on. He said, Wayne, the IRS is going to eat your lunch. And I said, well, I think I'm paying a CPA to keep me out of tax problems. He said, oh, Wayne, he said, let me think this over. He said, you know, the IRS don't care where you get your money. He said, they don't care if you rob a bank as long as they get their part of it, you know. He said, let me think about this overnight. So the next morning he called me back, and he said, Wayne, he said, you've got to document everything you've done with the cash. And so I bought money orders and things like that where I could document the money, so I wouldn't have to be fighting the IRS while I'm fighting everything else. So how we handled that.
Did the IRS, who got the money then?
I went to paying off my bills.
Oh, so
yeah,
you
I had
the
crop loans, and I still owed fertilized bills. And what really made this such a hard financial strain on us, this was my 79 crop. We had stored it, and of course the grain prices was going up, so I held the grain longer than I normally would. But when we planted our 80 crop then, if you remember, we had a terrible drought.
Yes, so we did.
So the crop I was growing in the field was burning up. The crop I had in storage, the price was going up, so I thought, we're going to be all right on this thing. And then the elevator went bankrupt. So not only am I, they're trying to take my 79 whole year crop, the crop I got in the field is burning up. So you can imagine the financial pressure along with everything else.
I'll bet that's the first time a fertilizer bill is ever paid with dollar bills.
That's probably exactly right. So anyway, so after the grand jury refused to indict me, the judge ordered me to come to Little Rock and appear before his court. And so when I got down there, he put me on the witness stand, and he demanded that I name the farmers that helped me remove the grain. And I kept telling the judge, I said, I just can't do that. And so he had my lawyer to take me outside and explain to me that if I didn't answer the court's questions, that they were going to put me in jail for contempt of court, and to tell me that that could literally be a life sentence. Because they wasn't putting me in there to punish me. They were putting me in jail to coerce me to purge myself of contempt of court. And as long as I remained stubborn, I would remain in jail forever if necessary.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned. Wayne, we're going to run out of time here. We're going to need to speed this thing up. Okay, the grand jury, when you were first charged with conspiracy, the grand jury would not hear the case, right?
They refused to indict me. They heard the case and refused to indict me.
Okay, then we've got two 12-person juries. How did that go?
Well, like I say, there
was the first one when you were set up, or was that the second one?
That was my first jury trial, is where the judge and the trustees set me up at Gravette, Arkansas.
Yes, yes.
And confiscated a van that our local Ford dealer, Bud Shell Ford, had loaned me to drive. It wasn't even my van. And so when they tried to confiscate it, I got between the wrecker and the van and wouldn't let them take it. So they arrested me there and took me to the Fort Smith jail, put me in jail there.
Very quickly, tell about the attorney that said you were guilty before you started.
Yes, I found an attorney, Bill Wilson, from Little Rock, Arkansas, and asked him to represent me, and he said, Wayne, he said, you're in an indefendable position, because when I wouldn't let them get the van, they charged me with obstruction of justice, and the charge was I refused a direct order from a federal marshal, and he said, you're in an indefendable position. And I said, well, Bill, I said, if you don't want to represent me, if I can't find a lawyer to represent me, I'll represent myself. And he finally said, well, I believe everybody deserves their day in court, but I want to tell you right up front. He said, I'm not crazy like you farmers. I don't work for nothing. And he didn't, let me tell you. And so anyway, he represented me there at that trial. And, Derry, it was there's not time to go into that trial, but, I mean, it was an amazing thing. But when the jury came back, the jury found me innocent.
Tell what the judge did.
Well, when the judge was summing up the jury, he said, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is a criminal proceedings. It must be a unanimous decision. He wouldn't accept anything other than a man. He wouldn't accept a hung jury. But the last thing he told the jury, he said, if you'ns come back with anything other than a guilty verdict, we just want to throw all of our laws out the land, everybody strap on a six-gun and go down the street shooting. And that's the last thing the jury heard. And my lawyer already told me that there was no way that I'd be found innocent, that I would be convicted. And he said, Wayne, you're going to serve a minimum of 20 years hard time. And he said, boy, do you understand what hard time means?
Yeah, he tried to get you to plea bargain from the start.
Yes, he did. And I told him, I said, Mr. Wilson, I said, I'm either 100% guilty or I'm 100% innocent. And it's not 50 or 40%. And I said, if that jury finds me guilty, I won't like it, but I will accept their penalty. And, you know, there's not enough time to tell about the
other. But let's speed it up. Tell us about what the jury said and then what the judge did.
All right. When the jury came back and they stood up and passed the verdict to the bailiff and he handed it to the judge looked at it and said, was this a unanimous decision? And they said, yes, it was. And he just stowed the verdict on the floor. The bailiff picked it up and says, the ladies and gentlemen of the jury find the defendant not guilty. And at that point, the prosecutor was Barry Jackson. He had the best conviction rating at that time. Then they brought him in to prosecute.
Hey, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold prices eased $4.90 to $544 an ounce on Tuesday, as traders booked profits after prices jumped over $550 on Monday, the highest in 25 years. The gold market remains on solid footing fundamentally and technically. Asia demand is fueling the latest gold rally, which is broadening daily. Read more at buycoin.com. And now this from author and CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover Gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Wayne, you are in the home stretch. We only have about 3 or 4 minutes left. Very quickly, tell us about why the feds were so hot to see you hang, because, as you said, you sent shockwaves through the judicial system.
That is right. My lawyer said, Wayne, he said, they are so bent on convicting you, and you don't even realize what you've done to the judicial system. He said, Wayne, the power of the courts are their court orders. That is the power the judge had. And he said, Wayne, when they issued a court order and the FBI and the federal marshals refused to uphold that court order, it rendered that judge powerless. And he said, that sent shockwaves through the judicial system in this country. And he said, that is why they are so bent on convicting you at whatever they have to do to do it.
All right. Now, where are you now?
Well, I'm...
out of the system, or bring us up to date very quickly.
All right. Well, I'm no longer farming. In fact, I'm the maintenance supervisor there at the Puxico Schools. Our superintendent, Jerry Hobbs, is the author of the book. Our computer technician up there is the one that done the graphics and helped on the book. And then Lauren Caldwell, my closest neighbor over here, did the research and the documenting and all of that. So it's just kind of been a community effort on this book.
Okay, but you still owe this $245,000 plus $50,000 a year interest.
Yeah, $50,000 plus 10% interest, and somebody here a while back tried to figure up what that would be, and they said somewhere I owe around $30 million in contempt of court fines. So that's
ongoing.
But
they can't put you back in jail over it?
They have put me in jail on two different occasions on this. I mean, there's so much more that happened to us. There was another jury trial, which I was found innocent, and then the judge come back and charged me with civil contempt. And then they tried to confiscate my 80 crop. I ended up going to Cargill and getting grain out of that elevator against the court order. I mean, I was getting better taking grain out of the elevators than I was putting it in. But Derry, if I could say one thing, you know, the book is One Man with Courage. But Derry, let me tell you, the courage was those hundreds of people that jeopardized everything they had. They didn't know but what they'd be hurt or injured or arrested or through fines and penalties lose everything they had. They stood up. Those are the people that had the courage. And that's why I say that justice and freedom does not depend so much upon your willingness to stand up and fight for it for yourself as your willingness to stand up and fight for it for others. Derry, if our family would have stood alone down there, we would have never survived it. But it was because of our friends and our neighbors and people from across the country that I had no idea who they even were. Now, that is what's the amazing part of this story. And it shows the American people that these private property issues, which we're going to have to stand up and we're going to have to draw a line in the sand, but we're going to have to be willing to stand with other people that's out there on the front lines fighting. If it's nothing more than a letter of encouragement, or if there's somebody that's fighting for a private property issue, help those people in any way they can. Stand beside them, because that is the strength, is the people working together. And it doesn't take violence, but it's going to take people saying, this is not right, we're not going to accept it, and we're going to change it.
And you think if this would have happened in 2000 plus, could you have handled it like you did?
I'm afraid with what we see happening to us today, I'm afraid they would have, you know, we were terrorists or something and come in and arrest us, haul us off, and nobody'd ever know where it happened to us.
I think you're 100% right. Wayne, appreciate it. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.